We got a movie music segment this morning. You have a musical background, right, Celeste?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
That is a song that you listen to it and you go, how could somebody write a song like that?
Just sounds like, where does that come from?
Where does that come from? And, of course, Lean On Me is the Bill Withers tune. And as a very special guest for this segment, we have soul legend Bill Withers, who's famous not only for that song, but also Just the Two of Us.
Yeah.
Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't No Sunshine, yep. Absolutely.
And Lovely
Grandma's
Day.
Hands.
The movie connection here is Still Bill. It's a new film that documents Bill Withers' career and life from his early days, being raised by his grandmother back in West Virginia, to his Grammy Award wins, his choice to step back from the music industry when he was at his peak. Good morning, Mr. Bill Withers.
How are you?
How do you write a song like Lean On Me?
Well, you're kind of walking around scratching yourself and something crosses your mind, you know? I don't know.
Man, that says it all.
I have no idea how that process works.
Well, Bill Withers, let's talk about your early life and your grandma and the song Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue.
So Celeste referred to that song just a moment ago. I can see your grandma in that song.
Yeah.
Tell me about your grandmother and how much influence she had on you.
Well, I don't think it was just my grandmother. People as diverse as Johnny Cash and Barbara Streisand and people have mentioned their grandmothers, you know, when we had conversations about it. I think everybody's grandmother, you know, unless she's on crack or something, has sort of the same effect in their lives. So a lot of people are kind of soft on that secondary parenting, for lack of a better word. You know what I mean?
Right.
Grandmothers just kind of, you know, by that time in their lives, they've softened up a bit, and they have the advantage of being able to send you home when they get tired.
There you go. And they always believe you're going to make it. Describe the 70s when you were about as big a musical star as anybody in pop music.
Well, I don't know if I ever was that big a star. I've probably gotten more attention since I stopped doing it than when I was doing it. When I was doing it, mostly I played small clubs, which were like my favorite. But I think that the fact that some of this subject matter translates between generations. I mean, grandmothers ain't ever going out of style. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
And there's nothing but classic in this tune right here.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
You know, that's such a very sparse arrangement. It's just you and a guitar and a bass, right?
Well, that was basically me and the MGs. Remember Booker T and the MGs?
Sure.
That's me and the MGs minus Steve Cropper. Steven Stills filled in because Steve Cropper couldn't make it. That ain't a bad band to get started with, huh?
You could do far. You know, worse than that. But, you know, the thing about that song for me, Bill Withers, is that song is so nakedly emotional. Like, it's just completely and totally heartfelt. And that's not an easy thing to musically express something that seems personal to me when I hear you singing it.
Did it make you see something?
It made me feel something.
I'm kidding with you.
There ain't no sunshine when Celeste is gone from this studio, I can tell you.
That's because I turn off the lights.
I would think so. Celeste sounds like a very cheerful person.
So, you know, part of the story in Still Bill is really the difficulties and the changing world for African-American musicians. Do you think the world is a better place for black musicians today?
Hopefully it's a better place for everybody. Yeah, I would say so, because the young people that have come along, people like Jay-Z and P. Diddy and all those people, they really are good business people, and they're into ownership of what they do. A long time ago, they just buy them a Cadillac and, you know, and give them some pocket change, you know.
You know, there's a moment in your film where Cornel West, the historian and African-American philosopher, really, asks you what you want your legacy to be, and you don't really have an answer for him. Do you have one now?
Nah, I don't care. Legacies are for people who've died. I won't be here, so, you know, what whatever somebody wants to do. Have at it. I won't feel the pain, you know.
Celeste and I were talking about our favorite Bill Withers tunes, and we were saying that these songs are like friends.
Yeah, they become like part of your history, yeah.
They're almost your babies. Do you have a favorite?
No, but let me tell you an interesting thing about that. A lot of times, I'm not necessarily identified with the songs. They're just songs. I'll tell you a funny story. One Sunday morning, I decided to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle and indulge my need for cholesterol and fried stuff and, you know, just do it up at Roscoe's.
Lord be praised.
And there were these ladies sitting in this booth next to me, and they were talking about this Bill Withers song. So I thought I'd have some fun, so I stuck my head over the booth, and I said, you know what, ladies? I said, I'm Bill Withers. And they said, no, you're not. You're too light-skinned to be Bill Withers. You don't even look like Bill Withers.
So legacies are really unimportant.
So the songs kind of go on their own, which is fine with me. It saves me a lot of trouble, you know?
Well, no trouble talking to you, Bill Withers. Soul legend, famous for the classics Ain't No Sunshine, Lean On Me, and Lovely Day. And, of course, the subject of the movie Still Bill, which is being screened around the country right now. Bill Withers, have a great day.
You too, bud. And Celeste, keep smiling, sugar.
I will, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pretty nice to start a Friday with that kind of music on the show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Earlier on the show, we talked about gridlock on Capitol Hill, and we're wondering about gridlock in your life. Have you ever found yourself locking horns with somebody, even at work or at home, and where you felt like there was just no common ground between of you? How did you break the stalemate? Did you? 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Huckenberry, sugar. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.